Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Greece is in default. Greece missed a $1.8 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund. It is the first major developed economy to miss such a payment. European finance ministers decided Tuesday against extending a bailout program for Greece.
Alle voorstellen zijn afgewezen. De Griekse regering heeft een referendum uitgeschreven.
Ministers plan to hold more talks Wednesday, but Dutch finance minister Jeroen Dijsselbloem here is saying it would be crazy to extend the program. Greece's next hope would be for the IMF to agree to a Greek request to extend the loan. President Barack Obama says the United States will walk away from any nuclear agreement with Iran that does not block Iran's path to building a nuclear weapon.
There has been a lot of talk on the other side from the Iranian negotiators about whether, in fact, they can abide by some of the terms that came up in Luzon. If they cannot, that's going to be a problem.
Mr. Obama spoke at a White House news conference. A 17-year-old boy has died from Ebola in Liberia. Mariama Diallo reports.
Deputy Health Minister Talbert Nyenswa, who heads Liberia's Ebola response, told VOA the teenager died on June 24th and was given a safe burial the next day. He says it's not known yet how the boy contracted the disease, but the case is under investigation. He stressed the public should not panic, noting that it's the only known case since the country was declared Ebola-free by WHO officials on May 9th. Mariama Diallo, Dakar.
Indonesian officials say at least 70 people were killed when a military transport plane crashed into a residential neighborhood on the island of Sumatra. This is VOA News. Yemeni officials say nearly 1,200 inmates escaped from a prison in the midst of a battle between warring militias. Officials say the jailbreak on Tuesday was in the town of Taiz. Officials say the escaped prisoners include al-Qaeda members and dangerous criminals. The United Nations Children's Fund warns that millions of children in Yemen are threatened with malnutrition and diseases. Lisa Schlein reports.
Yemen's war is having a devastating impact on the country's children. The UN Children's Fund reports at least 279 children have been killed and 402 wounded since late March when Saudi Arabia began its air campaign against rebel Houthi forces. UNICEF reports 318 children have been enlisted as soldiers, but says it believes the true number recruited to fight in this war is much higher. While these figures are alarming, UNICEF says children also are facing increasing dangers from disease and malnutrition. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
At least five people were reported killed, 20 wounded, in the Afghan capital Kabul Tuesday when a suicide bomber attacked a NATO convoy. Hours earlier, a suicide car bomber attacked a police headquarters in southern Helmand province. At least two people were killed in that incident, more than 50 wounded. Visibly angry Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has vowed to strengthen anti-terrorism laws and blamed the country's Muslim Brotherhood for the assassination of the country's top prosecutor, pounding his fist as he spoke Tuesday at the funeral of Prosecutor General Hisham Barakat. Mr. Sisi's comments seemed to signal an even tougher campaign on the Brotherhood and other government opponents. The European Commission is pledging money, tents, and a team of experts to help Hungary cope with a wave of migrants from the Middle East, North Africa, and Afghanistan. Hungary is in Europe's visa-free travel zone and has become a major destination for migrants entering Europe through Turkey and the Balkans.
I mean what I say, and I say what I mean, and that's what America needs right now.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie today joining the crowded field of U.S. Republicans seeking the party's 2016 presidential nomination. Christie is the 14th Republican to announce his candidacy. The Vatican has confirmed the schedule for Pope Francis's visit to the United States. The Pope will make his visit in September with stops in Washington, New York, and Philadelphia. The itinerary includes a welcoming ceremony September 23rd at the White House followed by a meeting with President Barack Obama. The Vatican also confirmed the pontiff will address a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress the following day. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.